Fielding Questions, a podcast produced in collaboration between Ag Country Farm Credit Services and the Red River Farm Network, exploring the world of farm finance and rural life. Our guest, Ag Country Marketing Education Specialist Cody Didier. And Cody, since we've talked last, the USDA came out with both production numbers and supply-demand numbers. Not a lot of change. What did you see in these reports?
You're right. There wasn't too many changes. As the past few WASDEs we've seen, they increased corn yield again by 0.2 bushels. We're looking at a record yield at 183.8 bushel an acre. And they actually decreased our ending stocks. You know, the biggest takeaway I would say was due to that is because they're increasing our exports, you know, taking away our beginning stocks and then decreasing our ending stocks was the biggest takeaway I saw from that on the corn side.
It's interesting to think that increase in exports, does that surprise at any?
It was a little surprise, I would say, and mostly because, you know, that was last year's production, you know, from what they were posting. It wasn't even this year's crop that they were exporting. It was still old crop bushels. So that was a little surprising, I would say.
Anything you see in the soybeans on the wheat side of it, Cody?
As well, you know, they actually did lower the soybean yield by 0.1 bushels to still a record 53.1 bushel an acre. You know, but, you know, there's nothing too crazy for ending stocks, though. We're still sitting almost 200 million bushels higher than what we were last year. So that is still concerning as well. And then for the wheat side of it as well, you know, Russia has been seeing some scary drought conditions as well on the wheat side. So that was what we saw this past couple weeks on why the wheat market was starting to rise a little bit, was due to the drought in Russia.
Of course, all attention in our immediate area has been on harvest. A little rain here late week, but been quite a run with really out any interruption.
Yeah, you're right. It has been pretty much perfect combining for, you know, conditions, you know, besides some of that wind. But, you know, you're right. Some rain would be very, very helpful, that is for sure, especially for, you know, fall work as well.
It seems like the soybeans were quite variable, but what are we hearing on corn?
You know, the corn, it's not as volatile as the soybeans, but, you know, yesterday we did fall below, you know, that $4 futures mark for our new crop corn for the first time since, you know, early September. So we are still, you know, starting to get some bearish news in the market because South America is really starting their planting process. And, you know, once again, I'm sure going to be looking at a huge crop coming from South America.
A lot of attention has been on their rainy season and trying to begin the planting process. A little bit delayed, but it looks like they've been getting the moisture now that they needed.
Yep, you're right, for sure. They were a couple weeks delayed the way it was sounding, but those rains they were getting, it's been really helpful so far for their planting.
Well, so we put this 2024 crop to bed, we quickly start looking at 2025 and start making decisions and working on marketing this crop. What should be top of mind as we go through that process, Cody?
You know, going through that process as well, you know, it's hard throughout harvest. You know, everyone's focusing on harvest. But right away, we need to transition into that period. You know, it's coming up. These next couple of months are very crucial, you know, relying off South America. We seed every year. We can go 1 week as a drought, and the markets will shoot up, and, you know, that next week they can receive all those rains and they can be talking about a record production, you know, coming up. So we really need to just transition into that marketing aspect and really just to focus on, you know, where our break evens are, where we feel comfortable making money at.
And certainly with these current commodity prices, we're going to have to sharpen that pencil, I guess, going into the new year.
Yep, that is for sure. These are the years that matter the most. You know, knowing your break even and, you know, knowing where everything is for sure.
On the input side of things, some of those inputs, it seems like they've softened a bit for this fall compared to a year ago.
Yeah, for sure. You know, we have seen, you know, fertilizer prices, you know, starting to slowly come back down. And, you know, we all hope the inputs will start coming down, but it seems like they will be holding in there for the most part, as we've seen with, you know, prices, how volatile they are.
Yeah, no doubt. Anything else, any other takeaway message as we wrap up today, Cody?
I would just say, you know, always be ready to be flexible in your marketing plan. Just always be prepared to capture any opportunities.
Cody Didier with us, market education specialist with Ag Country. Remember, if you have a question about a financial topic, would love to hear from you. You can send a message to Ag Country on Facebook. You can go to X. You can submit a question going to the website as well. That's agcountry.com. I'm Don Wick reporting.